But if more sort of, well, I'm going to say fringy performance is your thing, you like to be surprised, you like to be challenged, or you just like to see things you haven't seen before, you might want to listen to Hannah. Hello, Hannah. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Is that fair enough? We're talking about Offbeat Festival here. Is that an okay description of what it's all about?
Yeah, I think so. So Offbeat Festival is full of just new work, and the only stipulation is that the work is totally new to Oxford. So it will be stuff people have never, ever seen in this city before. It's a huge mix. We've got like theatre, comedy, circus, spoken word, music performances, outdoor shows. We've got a huge, huge range of it.
It's really quite impressive. And I was looking at the programme, and I mean, when you say it's a wide range of things, it's not just that, it's a huge number of performances. Do you know how many you had?
Yeah, I think we've got over 60 different events happening throughout the 2 weeks.
And you know, one of the unique things talking about Offbeat Festival now, sadly, is that tomorrow is the final night, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So it's just such a shame that we're only managing to get you in now. But in some ways, it's quite fun because we can sort of do a retrospective look back at almost all of those 60 events. Which ones are left? Tell us that first.
What have we got left? So we've got a pretty full day tomorrow. We've got some free food for artists and audiences.
Lovely stuff.
Thought I'd start with that, which is an Offbeat social. Everyone is welcome to come. It's from 11:30 to 1:30.
Where is that happening?
That's happening at the old fire station.
Lovely.
So all the events are at the old fire station or at Oxford Playhouse across the two venues. We've got another free performance, My Heart, My Heart. It's a live poetry jukebox. So you enter the space and you pick an object you want a story from and you'll get a live poetry performance right there on the spot, which
nice.
Is really exciting.
Like improvised poetry? Or
Yeah, a bit of it is. Improvised and some of it's prepared and rehearsed as well.
Amazing.
Yeah. We've got free music from BBC Introducing as well. We've got kind of 5 to 6 hours worth of free music. And we've got loads of comedy on tomorrow as well. So we've got some great comedians, Aaron Simmons, Sophie Duker, and
really?
Sajina Kershi all performing tomorrow as well.
Lovely stuff. I think Sophie's also taking part in the Oxford Comedy Festival.
Yeah, so this is actually our kind of collaboration with the Oxford Comedy
Festival.
So the very last show of Offbeat Festival is also the first show of the Oxford Comedy Festival.
Oh, there goes the baton. Beautifully handed. So is that a kind of, what's happening then tomorrow? Is that quite a good representative sample of what's been happening for the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's something for everyone kind of tomorrow, really. So we've got all the kind of bigger comedy headliners and we've got free stuff, family-friendly shows as well. It's a huge, huge range. And I think there really is something for everyone across the whole festival.
Lovely. And so, Hannah, you've got to tell us what your involvement in all this is. I'm calling you producer, but that's always, to me, quite a nebulous term. I mean, so from start to finish, and I don't know how long back, technically, this all started for you. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, so I'm the producer for Offbeat Festival itself, but it's also produced by the two venues, so Oxford Playhouse and Arts at the Old Fire Station. This is the fourth year of the festival and my first year working on it. So
congrats,
I've been involved.
Well done.
Yeah, it's been great. I've been involved since January and I work really closely with the teams at both venues.
Lovely stuff. And has it been amazing? Are you kind of sort of bowled over by all the people you're seeing? Or are you kind of thinking, wow, I mean, handling all these events has been tough but rewarding? What's your kind of vibe looking back over those 2 weeks?
It's definitely been a lot of work and it's been pretty exhausting. I've been trying to see every show in the festival
really?
If I can. I
mean, hey, that's a commitment.
I haven't quite managed it.
Way to go, though.
But trying to see as much as I can and meet as many of the artists in person as I can as well. So yeah, it's been really, really good. And I'm so proud of the range of work and everyone who's worked on it as well.
Nice. I mean, we were introduced to one of the Offbeat performers last week in Jackie Singer, Rhiannon Unbridled. Did you manage to see Rhiannon
Unbridled?
I did
see it, yeah.
I was blown away by the sort of 2 minutes of Rhiannon's story that we got from Jackie. I take it the whole thing was just as magnificent.
Yeah, I mean, she had a sold out show and people really, really loved it. There was a lot of laughter throughout.
Yeah.
It was a really beautiful mix of kind of a mythical folk story and also some of her own personal stories from her life growing up. So, yeah, it was a really lovely piece.
Look at this. Isn't it just wonderful? The amazing diversity of things that go on in this county and, you know, all within these 2 weeks of this festival as well. So, Hannah, I'd like to get a few highlights from you, if that's not too cheeky to ask. But before we do that, we'd love to hear some of the music you brought with you as well. So, first up, this is Work, spelt W-E-R-K, from Marv Radio. Not an artist I've come across.
Marv is a really fantastic performer. He's actually been the 3-time UK beatboxing champion.
No way!
Which is really, really awesome. So this is a new single from Marv, and it's actually also going to be in his theatre show tomorrow. So he's got kind of a hip-hop beatboxing theatre show. It's all about finding your voice, mental health, healing. It's going to be really, really brilliant. That's on at 5:30 tomorrow, so this track is from that show.
Nice. Well, let's hear it. Here it is, Work from Marv Radio.
Hey. Work. Work.
How about that? That is some champion beatboxing here on BBC Radio Oxford. That is Work, spelt W-E-R-K, from Marv Radio, who is performing as part of Offbeat Festival at, is it the Old Fire Station tomorrow, Hannah?
No, he's actually at the Burton Taylor Studio in the Burton Oxford Taylor. Playhouse at 5:30 p.m.
5:30 p.m. So if you want to see Marv doing his thing in the flesh, then that is where you need to head to. So Hannah is producing the Offbeat Festival. It's been 2 weeks of intense events, 60, that are all new performances to Oxford. And I have to say, Hannah, I love the theme here. I love that you're trying to bring new things in, both for the performers to give them a stage and a platform, but also for the audiences here as well to make them just take hold of all the new stuff that comes through. And I mean, did you have any other kind of themes in mind? Were there things that went into Offbeat and its sort of creation?
We're definitely trying to get a really diverse range of themes in there. So we've had shows on mental health and race and all kinds of other really important issues as well. We've also had a strand of supported artists. So that's been six of our kind of really brilliant emerging artists who we think deserved a bit more of support. So they've had three performances each throughout the festival, whereas people normally get one performance.
Yeah,
of
right, of course.
And we just gave them a lot of more help as well. So we brought in directors and movement directors and dramaturgs and photographers to kind of really boost their profile as artists and really help them develop their shows to their full potential.
Amazing. And maybe this is a bit of a cheeky question, so forgive me for asking it for you, Hannah. But, you know, with this kind of thing, do you feel that kind of intention is missing in the wider landscape of performance? Do you think, on the whole, audiences prefer a safe bet? Do you think venues prefer safe bets? Do you think this is something we should see more of? We should see more offbeats around the country?
I would love us to see more offbeats around the country. I think if you're an emerging artist and you've got a show which isn't necessarily a kind of surefire commercial hit, it's really, really hard to get venues to take a risk on that.
Yeah.
It might be something that audiences will absolutely love, but they just can't be totally sure in the way that they could with a kind of commercial West End show or something. And that's what I think Offbeat's so brilliant about, and that's why I love both of the venues for kind of taking that risk for 2 weeks in the year and really giving audiences something they can play with
and
try something out.
You know, and the Old Fire Station, I know it's just known everywhere really for being adventurous in exactly the way you described, as is the Burton Taylor Studio as part of Oxford Playhouse. I think I would love to see people embrace this, but I'm also sort of, I'm intrigued about how it helps a young sort of generation as well, because I think we're looking at social media and you look at streaming, we're just talking about that with Keith from Front Row Fest, and you'd think that the current world, the way that technology is set up, it would be easier than ever to try your hand at performing and to win an audience. And yet I still feel like there's just this bar in between doing that for yourself, putting your stuff out there on social media, on the internet, and being able to perform it as well. Do you feel like we're getting to a point where those two worlds are going to cross over and the sort of more traditional performance spaces are going to embrace the sort of online social media world? Or do you think they're better off split? Again, that's a slightly unfair question.
I think, yeah, there's definitely potential there for them to cross over. And I think actually a lot of the performers do have YouTube channels. One of our supported artists, Chantelle Walker, she's Channy B on YouTube. And
oh, yeah.
I think she brings quite a bit of her audience from there who kind of really connect with her issues. She does a lot of work and discussion about race and gender and things. And so brings that into her performances in a live space as well. I think there's definitely loads and loads of potential for crossover. I think with social media, it's a bit easier for people to build a platform. There's less barriers. As long as you've got a phone and an internet connection, you can pretty much do it.
Yeah.
Whereas with theatre, there's a lot of gatekeepers. And you rely on, you know, a venue or an artistic director or someone to say, yeah, we think this show is good. We believe in it. We want to help you reach an audience, because obviously artists can't do that all on their own. And that's what I think Offbeat does so brilliantly, is take people who maybe need that extra bit of help reaching audiences, or maybe other venues wouldn't take such a risk on them or something, but bring some really, really amazing and exciting work.
It's so important. And I hope it's not intended to sound bitter, but I do think sometimes I feel a bit tired when even the TV shows nowadays, it's just full of celebrities, you know, or the catchphrase, whatever it was, that used to just be Bob from Bracknell or something coming in talking about his window cleaning company. I loved that kind of TV, and now it's all celebrity stuff. I think we're so used to seeing established names everywhere, even the world of podcasting, which was exactly like YouTube, very grassroots, people just trying their hand at it and building an audience. Suddenly all the TV stars are diving into podcasts, and so I hope that what you're talking about and what you're doing, that is the pattern that we see more of, more chances for new performers to make their names heard. So love what you're doing. Okay, let's have another track. So Asher Dust is another act I've not heard of. We've got a track here called Perish the Thought. Tell us why you brought this in.
So this is a great new track. It's kind of soulful, melancholic, electronica music. Asha is performing tomorrow at 5:10 p.m. It's a totally free performance. It's as part of our afternoon of music in collaboration with BBC Introducing as well.
Lovely
really
stuff.
Fantastic artists.
Here we go. This is Perish the Thought then from Asha Dust. And I'm chatting here with Hannah Tookie, who's been producing the Offbeat Festival with the Oxford Playhouse and the Old Fire Station. It's been going on for 2 weeks, but you do have one last day to take part in it all. Get online to see what's going on. We'll get Hannah to tell us exactly how we can do that in just a moment. For now, though, enjoy this from Asha Dust.
Time Out with Laurie Bailey.
This is BBC Radio Oxford.
Yeah, how you doing? And a very warm welcome if you've only recently joined us. I still have Hannah Tookie from the Offbeat Festival with me in the studio. She's been producing it. It's a festival that brings as many new and different kinds of performances to Oxford within 2 weeks as is probably humanly possible, to be perfectly honest. And it's been really interesting to hear about the themes and the ideas that go all along behind it and some of the acts that have been performing as part of it. And Hannah, we've got one more. We've got Cold here, a song by Joe Hicks. Tell us a little bit about this.
This is a great single from Joe. He's going to be doing an acoustic version of this tomorrow at the Old Fire Station at 2:35, along with some other stuff. He's a local artist from Newbury. He had his first single in 2017, and he's one of the BBC Introducing artists as well.
Yeah, and I've already listened to this. It's pretty hot stuff. Hannah, you were saying a bit George Ezra vibe going on.
Bit,
I think there's some of that in there. Okay, well, stay here, Hannah, because we need to hear how we can take advantage of it all tomorrow. And then after that, we're dipping into the Oxford Comedy Festival. Oh, it's big news. Here's Cold, Joe Hicks. Really like this. Cold, Joe Hicks, one of the artists performing as part of Offbeat Festival. Hannah Tookie, producer for that festival, is with me. That's tomorrow, is that right, Hannah?
Yeah, tomorrow at 2:35.
Lovely stuff. Okay, now, we've sort of danced around the whole thing. It sounds like it's been an amazing festival for the last 2 weeks. Any sort of really speedy bullet point highlights you can draw out if you had to?
Yeah, definitely.
twisting your arm.
One of my favourite things, I think this was a real crowd pleaser, was our photography workshop.
Lovely.
So it's a dog photography workshop. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. It was the first thing to sell out in the whole festival.
Wow.
Way in advance. Your dog comes in and they have a little button remote control and they take their own selfie.
That's astonishing.
It's
stuff.
Really brilliant.
I can't wrap my head around it, but I love that it happened. And there you go. What better example of something that Oxford has not seen before. Any other particular highlights jump out at you?
Yeah, definitely. A couple of our supported artists have done some amazing stuff. We had a virtual reality headset show.
Amazing.
Where they whisk you away to different places on a kind of a fake flight and you get a sensory experience so you can taste things, smell things.
No way.
Touch things during the flight as well. So that's a really, really cool show.
I love the breadth of things that have been featured here. So just tell us how we can not miss out the final day tomorrow with a handover to the Oxford Comedy Festival.
So it's our absolute last day tomorrow. We start from 11 a.m. running right through until the evening. There's stuff all day across both venues and you can find out more on offbeatoxford.co.uk.
Go there, find out. There's the Old Fire Station and the Burton Taylor Studio that's part of Oxford Playhouse. Do it. And I take it that is the place to go to so you don't miss this next year, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like onwards and upwards. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you and good luck with the final day. I think you're whizzing off now to go and see something, right?
I will be, yeah.
You're a busy
thank
person.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.